So here we are on our podcast.
I know. How long has it been? It's been a year or something.
It's been a month.
I know. I forgot where all my equipment was. I had to go find it.
Really? Didn't know where your equipment was?
No. Well, you know, I've been single for a while, so.
Hi.
Hello and welcome to the Blonde Swedes podcast number 13, the Canada edition. In this Canada cast, hear how Liam deals with over-medicating and learn everything the Blonde Swedes know and love about Canada. Did I mention Canada? Now put on a toque and some headphones and enjoy
the Blonde Swedes podcast.
So how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm still a little strange.
Mm-hmm.
But, I was talking to someone today and explaining this stuff, and I think I'm going to stop taking Claritin. That's one of the things that's going on. So I'm like, well, the only symptoms I have are drowsiness and dizziness. Almost as if, like, I'm taking a drug that's, wait a minute. So I'm going to go off all drugs for a while and see what happens.
Huh.
You know, I think with this, I was already feeling lousy, and I feel lousy and I'm on medication. I'm like, I don't know if I'm just feeling lousy or if the medication, I have no idea what's going on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was driving today and I was really dizzy and it was scary.
Wow.
Mm. So I'm like, can't
well,
do that.
Well, certainly, those sound like drug side effects, and they're certainly not symptoms of a normal cold or allergies.
That's what it seems like to me. And things like, you know, I'll do something with my foot to move something out of the way, and my foot seems like it's 20 feet below my head.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, this is strange. So it's kind of cool.
Right.
As long as you're not driving. But
yeah, most people have to pay a lot more for drugs to do that.
I feel so small.
It's time for the Blonde Swedes music review.
So I've been entertaining my father. He's in town all week.
Ah, yes.
And we started off, picked him up at the airport, and then we went out to dinner and went straight to the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young concert at Germain Amphitheater in Columbus, Ohio. It was amazing. They played for like 3.5 hours.
Wow.
I was air guitaring all over the place.
You went to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young concert with your dad.
You're right.
And was air guitaring. So it's pretty much just back to being 16 again.
Oh, yeah. For him.
Yeah.
And for me, for me, that would make me -2.
What else have you and Papa Shorn been doing?
Well, we've been watching Bob Dylan documentaries.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, my dad's a huge Dylan fan. He's brushing me up on all the stuff that happened in the early to mid '60s, and my lovely wife Jane had gone to the library the day my dad got into town, and she saw this Bob Dylan documentary by Martin Scorsese. It's a 2-disc thing.
Oh,
it's really long.
Yeah, I just heard about that.
And so she took it out of the library for him, and also to torture me, because I've always told her how much I grew up Sunday morning. My Sunday morning, we didn't go to a church service. Instead, Dad would put on a Dylan record.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
I am quite serious. Every Sunday was Dylan on the record player all morning.
Did he make the connection? Did you know, we're not going to go see God, son. God's in your living room. I mean, my sister played Dylan all the time growing up, so
okay.
I had kind of a similar experience, and I remember the first, I think the first time I, she lived in the upstairs on our third or second floor. And I remember walking up to her room and I'm like, who is this? This is Bob Dylan. Like, he's horrible. he hasn't made him very many albums, has he? She's like, yeah, a lot of them. He's really very famous. I'm like, how? He's terrible.
The documentary was great. Because he became very, very popular, and the media didn't like that either. And yeah, they're always asking him questions, and they were rather snide and cynical about it. Do you see yourself as a spokesman for a generation or something, or blah, blah, blah? And, of course, he didn't. And so he was always like, he was goofing on the interviewers all the time, just nonstop.
That's cool.
Right. Well, he used to write obliquely about the world, you know, and it was topical and interesting and powerful.
Does obliquely mean that he wrote on his side?
Yeah.
That's something.
I need to know what a word means to use it. I wasn't aware of that. Gosh, that's going to change a lot of things. I have to resort to See Jane Run.
I know far less words than people think. And mainly because I sort of nod sagely.
Right.
You know, and someone will say a word, I understand obliquely, but someone will say, you know, obliquely about the world. I'm like, oh, yes, yes, indeed, obliquely, indeed. And then I run home and look it up and like, oh, that's what that meant.
Oh, I don't do that. I just make something up and assume I'm right.
Well, that's even better.
The best is I have a problem with pronunciations. When I first come across a word in writing and read the word, you know, for years before I hear anybody say it, and I've come up with my own pronunciation, which is totally wrong.
Yeah, I do that all the time, too.
Like I pronounce hyperbole. I was saying hyperbole for years.
It's Mad Max and hyperbole.
And epitome, I was saying epitome.
Epitome.
So I could say the epitome of hyperbole.
What a great album name. Or a great song name. That's a great Rush song.
Right.
The epitome of hyperbole.
I get teased a lot about that by my librarian spouse.
That's great.
The Blonde Swedes Movie Review.
Tonight, we sat around and watched Strange Brew. I wondered if I had bought the DVD ever.
Ah, yes.
And I went looking, and sure enough, I had, and never watched it. So we got it out, and I put it in today after the kids got home from school.
Oh, cool.
And we watched it.
I haven't seen it in years, but, I mean, of course I love it.
It's pretty stupid.
Yeah, it is pretty stupid. My favorite scene in that has always been, you know, when the van goes in the water. I just love that whole thing because it's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Right, it'd been there like overnight or something, right. and they go and down.
The police find them, and they've been surviving and by breathing into beer bottles.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah,
he rolls down the window and shows his driver's license.
Tries to smirk like the picture on his license. See, that should have got an Oscar. I mean, the dude's underwater.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Holding his breath, acting.
It's a gateway to Rush, by the way.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
There's a Rush reference in the movie I had never caught before.
Oh, really?
When the bad guy is giving him instructions for driving the van. He says, go down right to here, down at the bottom of this hill. And Dave Thomas goes, oh, Lakeside Park? yeah, right there.
That's great.
I had not caught that before.
The Swedes in Seattle 2006 preview.
But yeah, so yes, well, let's, you are coming here. It is in 2 weeks.
Right.
Two.
Yep. And so we're going to need to come up with a bunch of stuff to do. It's going to be a longer visit there for me than last time.
I know. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, so we'll have some time to go wander about, actually see some stuff.
Yeah.
We had one good day of travel last time.
Yep.
So we'll have, at least double that, triple that, maybe even quadruple that this time.
Yeah, plus more, we'll really have a chance to do some of the city stuff and head over. You know, we can go over and boo Microsoft and stuff like that, too. I mean, we'll have enough time to do that stuff.
Yeah, so you got Redmond, and there's probably all kinds of nice places around there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's start figuring out what we're going to do. And
right, there's way too many things, so you definitely have to pick some targets there.
And the good thing, about Seattle is that so much is, are day trips. So you can actually wake up and go, I want to go here. And you just get in the car and you head there.
Right. I see that. That's great.
Nice. Yeah. But there's a lot to do. Including going to Canada.
Canada.
Yeah. Because both of us now have our passport.
And so they might let us back in if we go to Canada.
That's right.
On Canada.
So yeah, I'm excited. I've never been to Canada, ever. So that's a new thing, and the Canadians are also really nice and polite, I hear. So we can probably get away with a lot.
I think that was before this whole brouhaha over preemptive war and stuff.
Oh, that thing. I've read about that.
I think there's been a bit of a fluff up.
We're involved in some sort of conflict or something.
I've heard a rumor.
Huh. So how many minutes do you think it'll be before both of us have bought toques?
I figured they passed them out. There was a tourist stand right inside the border.
It'll be like 95 degrees, and both of us will be, take a picture of us. Yeah, you, come here.
I want toques and earmuffs.
Yeah.
Not just...
That's it.
And some big jelly donuts. But, it's the Vancouver, which is probably a pretty sophisticated kind of place.
Yes.
And
very European feeling.
And not, not really like the Canada I think of when I think of Bob and Doug and Toronto and stuff like that.
Now, an interesting thing about Vancouver that you may not know is that it is, let's see how that works. It's legal to possess and be using marijuana, but not to sell it. But you could trade it for an apple.
Right. Well, are you sure you can't barter it? I mean, maybe bartering it would also be.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. I mean, I think the only thing, if you traded it for someone else's marijuana, but still, you got to wonder how the marijuana gets in the system.
That's what I wonder all the time. Like, if you
how did this marijuana get in my system?
That's right. Well,
I know how it got into my system. I went to a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young concert. Why are we talking about this? Neither of us ever has nor ever will smoke marijuana.
I know. I don't have an idea. Because we're in a band, man.
We'll talk about anything.
See,
we have absolutely no credentials in this area, and we will talk about it.
I was casting around for even what to call it so I wouldn't sound too square. I was like, you can get grass up. Mary Jane. I'm like, I don't know what to call this. I don't know. Kids seem to like the pot a whole bunch. I think they put coffee in it because you can get the pot in coffee houses.
Coffee time.
Okay. Good coffee. Especially tastes me in my Blonde Swede's signature coffee mug.
Yes, well.
You know, listeners can get their own Blonde Swede's coffee mug by going to Cafe Press / Blonde Swede's.
When I'm calling you. I will answer to.
Yes. Oh, I know. Painful. That was the sound of the Canadian Mounties.
Oh, good luck with that.
Who are you talking to?
So did you read to Alex?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good. So I keep talking about Canada.
Canada.
So what do we like about Canada? There's a lot of things we like about Canada.
Well, I've liked Canada since I was a kid, a child, very young child. And the first thing about Canada that I liked was the flag.
Uh-huh. It's very friendly.
It is so friendly. It's a leaf. I mean, what can be more friendly?
Well, it is red.
True, but you know
the color of war.
The color of war, Warleaf.
that's a good band name,
Warleaf. Of course, there's the band and the musical influences that have shaped our lives.
Mm-hmm. Definitely,
many come from Canada. Mm-hmm. I'm of course talking about Anne Murray.
Uh huh, and. Yeah. and Gordon Lightfoot.
Yes. And Gordon Lightfoot, right? Both the idols of ours.
And some secondary influences like Rush and...
Rush. Mm-hmm. And that Rick Emmett band.
Yeah, Success or Victory or something like that.
Yeah. Two Fingers.
Can't quite remember.
Yeah.
My favorite Canadian band right now, and mostly because they're just about to put out a record...
Yes.
Bare Naked Ladies.
Yes, indeed. How long has it been since they put out a record?
How long's it been?
Yeah.
2003. Everything to Everybody, I think, was the last album.
It's been a while.
A little while. I think since then they've lost their record label. They're one of these bands that they didn't like. I don't know if they were flat out summarily dropped by their record label or what, but I think they're about to become, you know, they're going to be more successful on their own than they were with their record label.
So they're self-producing now, or they've got a
No, they didn't self-produce, but they are paying for their own recording. So the recording is theirs. And so didn't have any restrictions on what they could record. And they ended up recording like 28 songs.
Yeah.
And they've been debating in their podcast what they were going to do about that. You know, how do we release this mess?
I've got to listen to those podcasts.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
That would be a great thing. I will do that. Get caught up.
Yeah, I think they're at 29.
Wow.
They're all real short. They're all real short, like 10 minutes. So,
insert interesting bit here.
When I heard they were going to be colored bills, I was kind of excited about it. But they're really just the same bills with little bits of, I don't know, like...
Well, they don't want to freak everybody out too much.
I guess.
This is boring. Okay, we're getting back to the Bare Naked Ladies now.
Yeah, let's get back.
They recorded like 28 songs, and you can order it directly from... their website, which is bnlmusic.com. And you can pre-order the deluxe set, which will have the entire mess.
Oh.
Or you can order the retail CD was, I think it's going to have 14 songs on it, something like that.
Do we get any kickback for this?
For telling about this?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, just that warm, fuzzy feeling inside that helps you sleep.
You know what? If it was a member of Bare Naked Ladies listening, you know,
if monkeys flew out of my butt.
Yeah. Maybe copy the CD a piece. We'll keep us talking about it, is all I'm saying.
But another fascinating thing they did is they took three of the tracks, studio tracks, and they made, they took multi-track versions of it, and they sell the multi-track set.
Oh, cool.
For $2 or $3, something like that, on their website. And you give them $2 or $3, and you download this 360 meg file that's got got like 10 tracks of full quality audio in it directly from their recording. And the idea was that people could make their own mixes.
Oh, cool.
And I'm doing that. I'm going to have that to play here. I want to play a clip of my edit of Easy by Bare Naked Ladies.
Nice.
Yeah. And I'll play a bit of the original, and then we'll play my mix and see if you can tell a difference.
The original mix. What's a boy to do when you tell your tale and it never fails that you stand up feeling bad for you? With your hangdog eyes, you can bring me down. Now I'm wrapped around your whole hand, stop looking so surprised. Make it easy. Shorn Club Mix.
Not gay enough. That sounds really dirty.
Make it easy.
Wow, that was unbelievable. That's probably the best mix I've ever heard of anything.
Oh, shush.
Yeah.
More Canada talk.
So what else do we like about Canada? I guess that's it. No, there's more. How about comedians? There's some good comedians have come out of Canada. Martin Short, for instance.
You,
Okay. We don't like.
Have you got any other examples?
What? I guess no, huh? Other Canadian comedians include
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis. And yeah. Who's good? Eugene Levy.
Huh? Yes, yes.
Okay. We're talking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna mention Jim Carrey because I know that's a bad road.
Yeah, I didn't know he was from Canada.
Yeah.
William Shatner.
William Shatner, great comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not intentionally, but still.
Right, he does a lot of funny stuff.
Yeah. See? William Shatner. We would not have Star Trek if it wasn't for Canada.
That's true.
Yeah. So I think that's it then for Canada.
I'm really, yeah. I thought I'd have more for this.
Oh, and they have those funky postal codes.
Mm-hmm.
With letters and things in them.
Q4N32.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we need our Canadian listener to email us more about Canada.
Send email to podcast@blondesweets.com.
No, we should start doing editing. Just start splitting it at the 10-minute mark. Every 10 minutes, you just stop.
You just, whatever that's there, you post
it. Whatever's there, that's posted. And you start the next one. No music or intro or anything. Just
I don't think that would necessarily shrink our listener base.
I don't think it would.
It's pretty hard to get
shrink.
I think it's pretty hard to get below zero.
I think it is too.
I mean, I've heard of that negative numbers do exist, but usually not when you're counting quantity of things.
to be fair, we do have more than a zero listener base, but
right.
Because I have to tell people, hey, there's a new podcast.
Right.
Oh, really? Have you heard it yet? No. Oh.
Yeah.
And then I reference things that we say in it. Oh, yeah, this great thing happened last week, but well, it's in the podcast, so you probably listen to it.
Oh, you. That's funny. So
probably a zero listener base of, you know, self-motivated listeners.
And that's another thing with Canada. We found...
Will you please shut up about Canada?
Somebody,
oh, right.
Somebody in Canada downloaded all of our podcasts last week.
Yeah, and we'd like to welcome
our Canadian
listener.
If you come back and get this one, hello, we noticed. We're excited.
Yes, we are.
Very excited. Can we stay with you between the 16th and the 21st?
You'll know us because we'll be wearing toques and earmuffs with jelly donuts. whoever that is, that was just a total mystery. That's why it's so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I have no clue. No idea.
Yeah, I think it was Rush.
It could have been. And, I think they're probably a little angry at you.
I think they're probably would be pretty done with us if they actually listen. I can't recall saying much nice about my favorite band in our podcast.
No.
But if any representatives of Rush are listening to this, you need to know I named my children after the members of the band.
Because if I ever have any kids, I'm going to, hopefully it's a son, I'm going to call him Brune.
And they'll call you Brune's Bane.
That's right. Oh, man. No one's going to understand that joke.
If you
Nobody.
Hey, if anybody out there understood that joke, please send us an email and I'll send you a dollar.
Yeah, it's worth it.
I'll send you a Canadian dollar.
Oh, man.
Loss of signal.
There goes that damn peaking. I got too close to the microphone again.
I know. I just did it too when I laughed. So, you know you're getting old. Oh,
And
you're gone.
My headset keeps conking wow. out on me.
Well, this is an interesting moment in podcast history. I'm
hello.
Currently listening to a dial tone in my ear. I'll hang up the phone. I believe we were talking about Canada, and
I don't know if you can hear me, but I cannot hear you. I can't
all
hear
the things
anything.
We like about it. There are other countries we like. Like we like England. Because many English things we like. Crumpets and scones. I don't know if scones are English, but we like those a lot. So that's England and Australia. We both love Australia because of boomerangs, which we use regularly in our work and in our music too. Australia also has Ayers Rock, which has rock right in it. Rock, see? It's pink. We both like, well, I won't go there. So Australia is good, and then there are other countries like Antarctica with the penguins that we like. And then there's, both of us are quite fond of Sweden. Yeah. For obvious reasons. And also, because they've got, fjords. And, we're huge, huge fjord fans. In fact, Bjorn Fjord, the tennis player, is our favorite tennis player of all time. And then there's some of the countries that don't get mentioned, like Luxembourg. Big fans of Luxembourg, and you know, because that's where burgers came from. Yep, and we like and Luxem. Luxem is incredible. Sort of a resin substance that you put on your shoe. Well, it's a little complicated, kind of sciencey. We don't want to go there. he's not calling back. So what else we like are other countries like Japan. We like Japan because Japan puts out the things that we like. And then there's other countries like some countries in South America we like better than other countries in South America. Can't really tell you what they are because we don't want to make anyone angry, but there are definitely some countries in South America that we really prefer to other countries. Yep. And they're nice. Plus, they're sort of down the little curly Q spit of land from us, which is convenient. We've got the canal somewhere in there. And now you gotta cross the canal to get to the other part of the Americas. And I don't know if we have any feelings either way on the canal. Sort of canal indifferent, maybe. No. But then there's Tanzania and some other of the places in Africa that have really kick-ass animals that roar that we like to watch on the cartoons. Then there's I like France a lot. I've been to France and I like it. I don't know if he likes France. Sort of like Martin Short. I kind of guessed, but I was wrong. And that's probably why he hung up on me. And I like. Oh, there's Italy. Everyone seems to like Italy. Yeah. Lots of things. Italy has pasta and Italians. And scooters. Oh, the Vespa scooter. I like that a lot. And like the Colosseums and all sorts of things. But again, that may be just me. I'm sort of going on a limb here. Boy, sure a lot of time passing. So there's also maybe Iceland. Yeah. Boy, let me tell you something. We love Iceland. Love it. Bjork is from Iceland, and, right? And also in Iceland, they believe in fairies, and that's good. And also, they got that whole crazy, kooky sun and dark thing going on. Woo! Woo! That's weird. And that's good. And we like that Iceland is they named Iceland to fool the Vikings, and named Greenland for the same reason, because Greenland is icy, and Iceland is greeny, and Vikings were not bright, because they pillaged a lot, and that you do too much pillaging, and you know, well, not much to be said there.
Incredible.
I think we'd probably like Norway and Finland, if we ever had a chance to go. More fjords again. Then probably some other countries. I can't imagine us going to Laos, but we might, or Thailand. I don't know if we'd like Thailand too much. We don't wear ties. So we wouldn't. Boy, sure it's taken a long time to call back. Tell you what. This is probably enough countries. I think this segment is it's gonna wrap up, and you stay right here. I'm just gonna
incredible.
Just gonna walk just over here just for a second. Hang on one second. Yeah.
The Blonde Swedes podcast is a production of Shorn Media in collaboration with Swedes and Things West Coast.
Hey, everybody. Like what you've heard tonight or don't like what you've heard tonight? Send your virtual panties and room keys to podcast@blondeswedes.com.